Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning, Larry. Buongiorno. Buongiorno. Everybody okay out there?
Oh, yeah. We're doing well, Tony. And you get rolling, what, tomorrow morning, right?
Yeah, we step off at 11 o'clock. But, of course, Italians will probably show up about 9 o'clock looking for something to eat and drink.
Something else.
Have all that ready for
us. Of course.
You know what? My father-in-law was Italian-American. He said if you're on time, you're late. Subsequently, he would be early. That's the truth.
That's a great quote. That's a Vince Lombardiism. Well, he probably got it from your father-in-law. If we weren't on the air, I could tell you a lot of sayings he had. He had all his isms. He was good at it.
Yes, and
I miss him.
Yeah, I do too. And Tony, you're part of the board of the National Italian American Sports Hall of Fame, and I was so sad to hear the passing of the founder, George Randazzo. And people that don't know, they had this beautiful museum, and it's just unbelievable the influence Italian Americans have had.
Well, you know, Larry, it's great to look back, and we need to preserve it. You know, I see there's so many great ethnic groups that are, you know, keeping their heritage alive, keeping it moving, bringing it to the next generation, and it's our job to make sure that happens. And you know, George was the best at it. You know, at his funeral, one of the eulogies was George Randazzo was LinkedIn before it was ever invented. And boy, if you think about that, how many people he put together since the 70s?
Yeah, that's true.
I'm telling you, he was LinkedIn.
Well, and Italian Americans have had such a integral part in Pittsburgh's history. I mean, you go back and just a critical part of building Pittsburgh.
Yeah, there was a strong work ethics of all the groups. I mean, you know, the Irish, the Germans, the Polish, they had that drive to make sure they did their job and got it done and didn't count on the other guy to do it. So, you know, that's what we were born and raised with, and, you know, that's what we'll live and die with. So.
Which makes it incredibly appropriate that your Grand Marshal this year is Rich DiNizzo, the former business manager of the Pittsburgh Regional Building and Construction Trades Council. I can't tell you how many times over my 31 years in Pittsburgh, when I wanted somebody to talk to me about people out there hardworking on the job, Rich was the guy I went to.
Well, there's no doubt, you know, half a century he was involved with the labor movement, you know, and he was involved with most every union there was. You know, he was the business manager of the Pittsburgh Buildings and Construction Trades.
Right.
And he's known everywhere. And by the way, Rich was the first recipient of the Dan Marino Senior Labor Organized Labor Award for
was
the Italian
really?
Sports Hall of Fame. Yes, he was.
I remember
yes,
that.
Yes, he was. Yeah, you remember them all. Right? You've been there since you were pulled in.
Well, that's what happened. And I told John this story. I said, when I met my father-in-law, he said, I need you to do that thing. I said, what thing? He said, that thing you do when you talk to people. I mean, at a dinner. I said, you mean like an MC? He goes, that's it. I said, but I'm not Italian. He said, don't worry about it. I'll take care of it.
Well, you know, I asked Tony, I asked Larry a little bit earlier if he was an officially adopted Italian.
Oh, yeah, definitely. So are you. What are you talking about?
Forget about
it. Now you can't leave.
Do you know who we met, Tony? Chaz Palminteri.
You know what? I knew he was coming to town. A friend of mine called me and told me from New York he was here. Boy, I would have loved him in over. I heard he was wonderful.
You know what?
A terrific guy.
For those that don't know, The Bronx Tale, the classic movie, is his story. He
yes,
wrote
it
that
is.
Based on growing up in the Bronx. And he had this great story about how Bill Mazeroski broke his heart because he was such a Yankees
sure.
fan as a kid, you know, with that famous
that was
home
the line.
Run.
Well, and I'm interested to see the show because Alan Menken, who is the guy behind all of the Disney music from the Disney movies, wrote the music for A Bronx Tale. And just the idea, I know Chaz doesn't like to call it a mob show, but the idea of organized crime in a musical, it's like, wait a minute.
Yeah, it was a great visit. And by the way,
you're going to hear that coming up.
The musical's coming up in November. But the details for tomorrow's parade, 11 o'clock, right there on Liberty Avenue in Bloomfield. And
well, you know what, Larry? It starts on Aspen Street, ends on Ellis Street, but you can't tell Pittsburghers that. You say it starts at Rourke Honda.
Yeah.
And it stops down at the grocery store.
Isn't
that
exactly
where they're going?
Yeah, exactly. That's how you always do it. And it is still the Columbus Day Parade. You all haven't given in to things and called it the Indigenous Peoples Parade yet.
No, we haven't. There's only 9 states in the United States that call it that. And, you know, I think over the years, we've involved a lot of other ethnic groups, and they're all welcome. We send invitations. We're keeping the Columbus Day Parade. Still is a federal holiday, by the way. So
that's true.
You know, we're staying right in line with what's going on.
Yeah, and you have invited. All are welcome. So congrats to Rich Denizzo and to you, Tony, for keeping it going after last year's hiatus. So have fun tomorrow.
Hey, 2 more things, Larry, if I may. The first and most important, we had a lot of sponsors, you know, Permanis, the ISDA, the EPATROS, a lot of the labor unions. A couple of the people we haven't played is Tony Haggerty from Permanis. That's the woman that stands behind the
counter.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we know Tony.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, you better hope you do, because then you won't get your breakfast. She was better than the soup Nazi. You know that.
She was the original.
Oh, gotta love it.
Yeah.
Well, good luck tomorrow, Tony, and thank you.
Hey, one last thing, Larry. Hold on.
There's always one more thing. What's the thing?
He's Italian. What do you expect?
Is it the first thing or the second thing? What?
Oh, no, one more thing. Hold on. One more time.
All right.
That means rain or shine.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Grazie.
Hey, thank you, man. Call me back, and I'll go over and take care of that other thing you just talked about.
The second thing.
That other thing.
Yeah, the second.
That's because he knows a guy.
Tony Ferraro.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.